Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Anthony and Natalie with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Gold Coast City Council's over-reliance on public and neighbouring council sewage detection contributes to the worst spill in Queensland's history. The ongoing investigation believes the GCCC is highly responsible for the leak of estimated 450 megalitres of spill into the Albert River within 3 months. The GCCC says, apart from adopting all report recommendations, it would work closely with the Logan City Council and improve monitoring technology towards pipe conditions.
In national news, the Prime Minister commented on the 19-minute protest on the roof of Parliament House yesterday, saying they should face the full force of the law. Albanese said, "Peaceful protest has an important place in our society, but this was not a peaceful protest." AFP Commissioner Rhys Kershaw, who investigated the protest, said the protesters took some deliberate actions to divert police attention, including holding an environmental protest inside the building and reporting on forced protests nearby.
In another national news, a pod of killer whales has been sighted near Eden in New South Wales. The pod appeared near Green Cape, which is about 70 kilometres south of the spot where it was seen last year. The pod was first seen near Eden in 2003. The size of the pod went down from 14 to only 3 left. Dolphin Institute research officer David Donnelly said, "This group travels as far north as Jervis Bay and as far south as Hobart and as far west as Robe in South Australia."
On Thursday, Senator Fatima Payman announced she was quitting the Labour Party. Payman did not adhere to the 130-year-old party rules and crossed the floor to vote with the Greens to recognise Palestinian statehood. Following her decision, Labour sources claimed the differences between its line and Payman's position was small and related to timing. Payman will remain in the Senate as an independent, with many senior Labour Party members calling for her resignation from Parliament.
In international news, multiple high-ranking Democrats are concerned about Joe Biden's health and whether he is able to continue the presidential race. According to a House Democratic aide, 25 Democratic members are preparing to call for Biden to step aside if his health condition seems to be getting worse. Two members of the party have openly said Biden should step aside, while 9 members have raised concerns. If Biden steps down, Vice President Kamala Harris would be the top alternative to replace him.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It is currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The UV index is expected to reach a moderate 4. That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website for www.org.au/news.